Is penance necessary? Hi, I'm Mike Mason. This is the Immortal Kombat Podcast. The Immortal Kombat Podcast is a podcast arm of Viri Christi. Viri Christi is a Catholic lay apostolate devoted to help men attain the full stature of Christ by growing strong in mind, body, and spirit. If you'd like to learn more about our work, you can check us out online at virichristi.com. All right, gentlemen, I hope you guys are all doing well. This is episode 15 of our Introduction to Spiritual Theology, and we are in the midst of our reflection on the first way of the three ways of the interior life, namely the purgative way. So in week one, a couple weeks ago, we discussed the intro to the purgative way. Last week, we talked about the prayer life of the apprentice. This week, we're turning our attention to penance. We're going to talk about the nature, virtue, and practice of penance today. So let's launch in. All right, the sacrament of penance, what is that? According to Lugwid Ott, the sacrament of penance is that sacrament in which, by absolution of the priest, sins committed after baptism are remitted to the sinner, who repents of his sins, acknowledges them sincerely, and has the will to render satisfaction for them. All right, so penance is one of the seven sacraments of the Catholic Church. Okay, it's a beautiful sacrament. Now, all sacraments have matter and form. Okay, they're all made of stuff, which is the symbolic, the sign. And then the form, which is the words that accompany the stuff that make up the sacrament. Okay. Now, some things like the Eucharist, right? The stuff is wheat bread and grape wine. The words are the prayers of consecration. That's pretty straightforward. In baptism, the stuff is water. And then the baptismal formula would be the words. Penance is a unique one because there's no stuff of it. There's no material that's like tangible that you can touch. It's actually words, okay? So the material, the matter of the sacrament of penance is our confession, okay? So our sins is what's called the remote matter. And then our confession of the sins is the material of the sacrament. The form is the absolution of the priest, okay? So what's pretty wild about this, of course, we're responsible for the sins we commit, but God produces the material of this sacrament by convicting of us our sins, moving in our soul so that we'll make a good confession, okay? Which is pretty cool. So when was the sacrament of penance instituted, okay? According to the Council of Trent, Our Lord instituted the sacrament of penance principally when after his resurrection, he breathed on the disciples and said this, and this is from John chapter 20, verses 22 through 23. Jesus breathed on him and said, quote, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Okay. The universal consensus of the Father has always acknowledged, okay, that Christ gave the apostles and their rightful successors the power and ability to forgive sins. Okay, beautiful. We see this power also when Jesus gives the power of the keys and the power of binding and loosing to St. Peter and to the 11 apostles. So in Matthew 16, 19 and Matthew 18, 18, Jesus says he gives Peter in one instance and the apostles in the other. He gives them the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And he says, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Okay. So the sacrament of penance, where does it come from? The power Christ gives the apostles and their successors to forgive sins in John 20, the power of the keys of the kingdom, and the binding and loosing in the gospel of Matthew. Okay. So this sacrament works. It's powerful and it's awesome. Okay. Now, to get you to the sacrament, okay, so you have to, you know, go to church, meet with the priest, make a good confession. To get you there, God has to put something in your soul to move you to do it. What this is called is the virtue of penance. All right. The virtue of penance is the moral virtue which inclines the will to turn away inwardly from sin. So it's when interiorly you're like, I'm not doing this anymore. And then this virtue motivates you to give atonement to God for your sins. Okay, so that's what's going on the inside. Okay, so you want to turn from your sins, render atonement to God. Externally, this virtue of penance is manifested in making a good confession, doing penitential works like prayer, fasting, almsgiving, mortifications, which we'll talk about next week, and then also patiently bearing trials by God. Okay, so at the end of the episode today, I'll give you guys some suggestions on doing penance. But notice, the virtue of penance is interior, and then it manifests itself exterior. Now, the virtue of penance is a supernatural virtue. So this is something God works inside of you. It is a sub-virtue of justice. Now, what justice does is it inclines a sinner to detest his sins. Pardon me, this is what penance does, excuse me. Inclines a sinner to detest his sin because we've offended God. So when you have this virtue, that your first thoughts can be, I've offended God and I hate the sin that does that. Second, the virtue of penance will form a resolve in you to avoid that sin in the future. So you're going to be like, not only am I sorrowful for my sins, I'm contrite over my sin, I don't want to do this in the future. Third, then you will then atone for it. Okay. So that's when you're going to pay a price for it. Okay. You're going to do an act of penance to unite that work to Christ and his cross for the salvation of your soul. And we see Jesus given this in the scriptures. Okay. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 2, he says, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. Luke 5:32, Jesus says, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Luke 13:5, I tell you, no, unless you repent, you will likewise perish. So what this virtue does is it moves us to repent from our sins. Now, one of the fascinating things about this virtue, okay, is even though the virtue of penance is a sub-virtue of justice, St. Thomas Aquinas says it's actually related to all the virtues, okay? And when you think about it, that actually makes a lot of sense, okay? So let's say you're going to go make a good confession. Well, you would need faith to do that because you have to trust God that he will forgive you. So penance is related to faith. You'd also have to have the virtue of hope, right? Hope of your sins being forgiven and the hope of eternal life. So penance is also related to hope. How's it related to charity? Well, you have to love God. You detest your sins because you love God, and loving God moves you to go to penance. So it's related to that. You would also have to have prudence, right? Because you have to make judgments about your sins in order to turn from them. So you have to make judgments, go, man, this is a sin, this is a sin, that's a sin. That's prudence. You also need temperance and fortitude, right? Because there has to be part of you that wants to exercise penance, because a lot of our sins are sins against, temperance, our sins against temperance, excuse me. So you have to have temperance as well. And then finally, you need fortitude, the courage to actually do it. So Aquinas says, actually, penance is related to all the virtues, but it's principally a sub-virtue of justice, okay? So what have we covered so far? We gave a brief definition of what penance is, right? As a sacrament, how it was given to us by Christ when he gave the powers, the keys of the kingdom and binding and loosing and the power to forgive sins to the apostles and their successors. We looked at the virtue of penance, which God will instill in your soul to move you to make a good confession, repent of your sins, and turn towards him for life. How should we practice penance? Okay. Well, obviously we want to go to confession, but what are some other ways throughout your life you can practice penance? I have three very practical ways. First, guys, we need to willfully and joyfully accept the crosses God sends us. I think this is one that's very much overlooked by a lot of guys, okay? A lot of guys, there are guys who want to do penance. We start getting these ideas in our heads of all these other things we could do, okay? One thing we tend to overlook is when God permits a cross to come into our life, a difficulty, we have to embrace that thing willfully and joyfully. That's a great way to do penance. Okay. So look for those crosses. They might be big ones. They might be small ones. Embraces the cross God sends you. That's a way that you can consciously do penance. And I like this one a lot because it gives God an opportunity to introduce the penance to us. Okay. Okay. So that's first piece of advice. Second piece of advice, faithfully discharge the duty of your life. I talk about this a lot in this podcast. We need men to be faithful to what we've been called to do. Most of you guys listening to this podcast are young men. Okay. A lot of you guys are in school. A lot of you guys are sons, your brothers. You guys are friends. You guys are on your basketball team or football team or whatever it is you do, you're involved in clubs, okay? You need to fulfill the duties of your state in life. This is going to help you grow up as a young man, okay? This will also help you to do penance for our sins, okay? Notice this second piece of advice is also God sends these to you. He has placed you where he placed you for a reason. Embrace your state in life. Don't get caught up in what's coming next or what used to be, what is in front of you, okay? So of the three practices of penance, number one, accept the crosses God sends you. Two, faithfully discharge the duty of your state in life. Third, this is more traditional, fasting and almsgiving, okay? Your fasting can come in lots of ways. You can do intermittent fasting, do a 14-hour fast, skip breakfast. You could do a 24-hour fast. You could do a three-day fast, okay? So fasting in different forms, but traditionally fasting is a great, great, great way to practice penance. Also, almsgiving is a traditional way of giving it. Give money to the poor. Give it to the church, okay? We tend to put our money towards things that we love the most, okay? So let's put our money where our mouth is and repent of our sins, okay? Now, these are the three I'm suggesting to you. There's other ways to do penance. You can take cold showers. There's just lots of stuff, okay? But I think these three are very doable. I would encourage you to practice all three. And then if you are inspired or moved to practice other forms of penance in the future, that would be a beautiful thing too. So, all right, I think I'm going to stop there. Okay, we're about button up our 12-minute mark. So penance, awesome sacrament given to us by our Lord. Allow God to infuse that virtue of penance into your soul. And guys, take great joy in embracing the crosses God sent you, discharging the duties in your life, and maybe doing a little fasting and almsgiving as well. So we will wrap it up there. Hope you guys have a blessed week, and I'll talk to you next time. God bless.